You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is online.com.
Break!
If I told you you were. If I told you you were. If I told you you were beautiful. Beautiful. If I told you you were beautiful. Beautiful. If I told you you were beautiful. If I told you you were, if I told you you were, if I told you you were beautiful, beautiful. If I told you you were beautiful, beautiful. If I told you you were beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Black Is Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. It's your man Chris, one half of the brothers Layman. For episode of the break. Something I've been working on regarding fatherhood and raising daughters. So a while back, I had sent out an email to a number of my fellow podcasters, specifically the women, asking them about their fathers, something that their father passed on to them that was very helpful in their lives. And also, you know, if there was something that they didn't get that they wish they had. Sent out to a lot of people. I got a nice amount of responses. Some responded via email. Some responded to it on their show. I appreciate them taking the time to do that. So before I let you know what I found, I'm actually going to let you hear what the ladies of the Black Is crew had to say about this question. So you'll hear from my wife, Casey, Toria, Leisha, and Shelby. And then after that, I'll come back and let you guys know what I found out. All right. So this is something I've been thinking about since I've had a daughter. You know, I've grown up with a brother. I've seen a young boy grow up. I've never seen like what it's like to see a girl from scratch. And being a father, understanding that relationship, and you know, I know the experience of a mother and son. So, and I see the father-daughter thing is a big thing. I'm a person who asks questions. Kim always says that women always feel easy talking to me. I want to know what women go through, especially now. Okay, so I've sent this question to a number of other female podcasters, just different women, just want to see get their answer. And name one thing that your father told you, showed you, taught you, etc., that has helped make you the woman you are today. If you do not have a relationship with your father, what is one thing you needed from him that you didn't get?
So are we limited to just our fathers on this? Could it be just...
Or a father figure?
If it's a father figure, I want you to be specific. But I'm asking as your biological father.
Okay.
And I'd like to get each one of you ladies' answers, if you're comfortable. Now, I don't know everybody specifically, but does everybody have a relationship? Is there anybody outside of my wife who was, well, I think you were not raised by your biological father?
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you that piece. So, yeah, I can tell you.
I have no relationship with my dad at all.
Okay. What about you?
I was raised with my dad, but he passed away.
Okay.
How old were you?
When he passed away?
Uh-huh.
Oh, a few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I was raised with him my whole life.
Okay. Anybody can start first.
Okay, I'll start. So, okay. I grew up in the household with my mom being the dominant figure in my life because it was just my mom and I. Okay. And I think I've shared, I probably should go anonymous, but not that my parents listen, but I was born into very non-traditional circumstances. My father was married to someone else when I was born.
Okay.
And I think one of the biggest lessons I got from him, in spite of that situation, that no matter what his mistakes were and no matter what everybody else thought, I was special. Because although my dad and I didn't grow up in the same household, and my dad was married and not to my mom, I knew I was the number one lady in his life. So while sometimes you would think that you would hold a grudge, and don't get me wrong, as I got older, I did hold grudges. I knew that even though my dad never verbally said, this is what went down and this is how it happened, he made it very clear to me and to everyone else, I knew I was the most important girl in his life, hands down. And I knew that through his actions and through him showing up and through his conversations. And we didn't always get along because I knew the backstory. But it was almost as if like, yeah, that's my backstory. And the women might be upset about it. The other family might be upset about it. My dad never hid me. He never kept me a secret. He never apologized for me being here. I was the number one girl in his life. And so learning that from him always made me realize, like, no matter what's going on, when I interact with men, I've got to be number one in your life, you know? Because some people will look at that situation and be like, oh, this man is a dog and he's this and he's that. He's a horrible husband. He's a horrible boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. But what he was not was a horrible dad. And that didn't change anywhere. And I remember, like, being with family and everyone always told me I had a wonderful dad. You have a wonderful dad. You have a wonderful dad. But then they would whisper about other stuff like this. And he just set the tone like, yeah, you know, I might be all that, but why does she have this? And why doesn't she have that? I got flowers for every holiday. Easter, Valentine's Day, my birthday, any holiday, I got flowers. He was around. It was just, you are number one. And so what that said to me, like, no matter what kind of man I encounter, no matter what I go through, I'm still number one. Like, the walls could come tumbling down on all of us, but I'm still number one. And I think that's the biggest lesson. And that's big because I still clashed with him. But in the back of my head, I still knew, like, but I'm still number one. You know, and I think that's why it made it easier for me to clash, because I'm like, I already know I'm your number one, so you ain't going to do nothing with me, so I'm going to clash with you. So I think that's the best thing a father can do is letting his daughter know, like, you are number one. You can't, you know, there's a different relationship between a daughter and a wife, but she knowing, like, at the end of the day, no matter what goes on, you're still important in this man's life. So that was, for me, what I got from him.
I'll go. Okay. I would say the thing, and I guess I'm also thinking of this in terms of what I would want to know as a dad, but my dad just had very high expectations of me, and I think that that was always important because it was kind of like you don't really have an option. I never felt like I had an option to not do well at things, and so I appreciate that. And he was very much like question everything, and I appreciate that because he was just a very skeptical person overall, and I think I am too. And I am glad because I think that people need to be more skeptical.
Okay. I have several father figures because I wasn't raised by my biological.
I'm curious. Fun thing, I've told Kim about this question, but I knew when I was going to ask her this, when I was going to really ask her the question. Like, she knows this is the question I want to ask, and I'm curious because of her relationship, your relationship with both your fathers.
Yeah.
Like, you would actually have an answer for both. For both questions, yeah. For both parts.
I actually have three, because my grandfather was my first father figure, my initial father figure. Papa's thing was always about finance and money. So Papa always, what I learned from him was how to make smart investments. And he always told me, never fall in love with property. He was like, it's just money. So no matter what you find, don't ever fall in love with a piece of property because it's just money. So I learned that from him. From my stepdad, I learned, and I hate calling him my stepdad, he's just my dad. He said, never let anybody talk about your spouse. So the moment somebody talks about your spouse, you check that person and you be very clear on, you know, who they are. And the thing is, I can tell when people make subtle comments in regard to my spouse. I'm very clear on that. I don't always in the moment just be like, but I file it away like, okay, yeah, I heard what you said. And I'm real good at allowing people, this is going to sound real highfalutin, but I mean it. I'm real good at allowing people the privilege of spending time with me, and you will lose time if I know you don't have respect for my spouse and our household. So that's how that situation goes down. So I learned that. My dad actually told me that right before he walked me down the aisle. He said a few things, but that was the one thing that stayed with me. He said, never let anybody talk about your spouse. Mm-hmm. From my biological father, he has taught me to speak lovingly. And I think he got that from my mother. I think his relationship with my mother is such a sweet woman, and the way she interacts with men is a very, very sweet manner. And I think he realized in my personality, even though there are pieces of her that are within me, there's a lot of him that's in me, which is very different. It's not so sweet. Okay. And so he said to me, he said, you know, you with the man and you love him, you know, don't get mad if a Negro wake up and his breath stink, hand him his toothbrush with some toothpaste on it. You know, right. If he's funky, go buy him some cologne, get him a cologne set. You don't have to be mean and angry and ugh, and all that kind of stuff about right. it. Always be, if you love a man, be loving towards him.
Yeah.
And so that's what I got from the three of them.
From my father figure, my uncle, I got courage and the ability to fight. I always joke with Chris, like if I came home and said something happened, he always gave me the tactic of what you say when you go back. And so I would say like my feistiness and my boldness and my courage came from my uncle. Like they said, what about you? Like, for example, I had this old Girl Scout uniform. They made fun of me. He's like, I'm buying you a new one. But when you go back, you make sure you say this. So he always gave me courage to like face anybody. And I was little as a kid. I was like really little. But he gave me the courage. Like I didn't even see my size, but he let me know that don't let anybody say anything to you. And you just walk away. Like you stand right there and you defend it. And so as a little kid, I thought I was like the biggest one on the block. Like you said, what? You know, he's like, all right, Applejack, that's just how you do it. So he gave me courage. And I think when you have courage, you then have confidence. You know, I never experienced bullying because my uncle's words always played in my mind. Like they say what to you? Well, you tell them this, you know, and then after a while, he didn't even have to spoon feed me. I just know you said something. I got to come back with something. Mm-hmm. So that was the other thing, pouring that courage and that fight. He didn't coddle me like, oh, you're a sweet little girl. It was like, you're cute, but don't let them little niggas say nothing else to you. You know, you go out there, if it's a bat next to you and they do something, grab the bat. So like courage. And not that it was making me out there fighting all the time, but just the courage and the boldness to defend yourself as a little girl, because you're going to need it anyway.
Okay, so I have absolutely no relationship with my dad. I've never had a relationship with him at all.
Okay.
And I would say I'm still finding out what I missed. Like you don't know until someone points it out or I hear someone like talking and I'm like, you know, like it just, cause it doesn't necessarily occur to me. I didn't grow up thinking I was missing something because I didn't know the difference. But when I became aware, I know the biggest impact for me was I never thought anything was permanent. I didn't think love lasted. I still struggle with that sometimes. Like I always knew someone could leave. Mm. I mean, if your dad leaves, anybody can leave, you know? Yeah. So, and I still struggle with that sometimes, but then I'm like I said, I have so many friends who are so happy and like they're married and they're like normal. Right. So it's unlearning that behavior, but that's probably like the worst thing. But I'm still finding it out as I live, you know.
I went through that too, Shelby.
I'm like, I don't mean to sound so sad. I was like, maybe I should have gone first. We could have ended up.
No, but I think that's true because given the situation that I was in, that, you know, I was born to a father that was married to someone else, you have a different respect for men, you know? Mm-hmm. But as you grow, you do start learning on your own. And I think one of the lessons you learn, and I got this one from my godfather, was humility and that men are human. You know, one of the things my godfather used to tell me all the time, like, cuteness come a dime a dozen. You know, cuteness come a dime a dozen. He reminded me of that. But at the same time, I saw the humanness in all of the men in my lives that seemed like father figures. So, like, you can mess up, but I respected them. Now, it was hard to accept my dad's mistake, and I mm-hmm. think it was probably because it was my dad and it was so close to him. Like, you're a dad, you're not supposed to do that kind of a thing. But in the back of my mind, I knew I was just holding him accountable because he was dad, mm-hmm. you know, and I knew I was his number one, so I could hurt you more than I could hurt my godfather or my uncle, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. I got you wrapped in my finger, so I'm going to say it because mm-hmm. my mama ain't saying it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think just learning humility, my godfather, you know, he was like, oh, you think because you got these little niggas running behind because you're in a cheerleading uniform and the cheerleaders go everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, shit, let me humble myself, you know, mm-hmm. like I need to be more than just cute. You know,
right.
So humility from my godfather, learning humility.
Mm-hmm. I went through the same thing though, Shelby, not having my father. He was there, but he mm-hmm. wasn't in the house with us. Okay. And so I have to, on some level, commend him for just staying present because he could have actually just dipped. My stepdad took over the job and that was it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But even now, you know, my daddy and I are in a good place. We have a really open and candid relationship, but it's funny. He's at the season of his life where he doesn't really want to deal with the sins of the past. He's like, you know, the farthest distance is yesterday. I'm just focused on the future, but they're still there. You know what I mean? And the thing is, I'm not in a position, nor am I trying to be in a position to try to make him pay for what he did. What's done is done. I'm fine. I'm grown. But he doesn't just have me either. I have a younger brother. And so their dynamic is even more challenging because they're so similar. They're both men. My brother's getting ready to have his first child. It's a girl. No, it's a boy. It's a boy. And so I find myself playing mediator between the two of them. Trying to get them to communicate because their circumstances of how they came into the world are so very similar that you would think they would have a better way of understanding. But my father is somebody who is uncomfortable around children because he's never had to raise any. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't really understand his role as a parent, but he does believe that because he's a parent, there are certain things that are supposed to be afforded to him because he's daddy. And so there's a definite push and pull that he has with both I and my brother. And was that right? Grammatically correct? Anyway, but he just, you know, it's an interesting dynamic. And I never believed in marriage because my family is just riddled with divorce, you know, and second and third marriages. And honestly, it was my relationship with Chris that turned me around because his situation is the exact opposite. He has like three generations of people that stayed married 50 plus years. And I was like, what? Okay, well, maybe you can show me something, you know, because I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, I shouldn't have relationships to know what happened. It's just, I'm just curious because I hear so many, you know, and I don't believe all the old reality shows and all that, but I know it's a thing where you just, especially because it's a lot of now because women deserve more airtime, deservedly so, and this is what we're getting fed a lot, and you just, when they go to it, you just be like, go ahead and hit me with the same response. Like, well, I didn't have a relationship with my father. You're just like, God damn. Like, I really got to be on my shit. Like, I do not want my daughter being like any of y'all.
Right.
Like, y'all come on. You don't have to have the prototypical, like, black woman strength. Every black woman is strong kind of thing. Like, damn. Like, stop letting these, like... And I have both of them. It's just like, how do I teach both about y'all places and just dealing with the double standard? Like, I want to teach my kids the same way, but I know because of the way things are, I can't in certain ways. Right. You know,
that's why you got me back. You know, you can't do either.
No, they say the whole thing about disciplining, but it sounds like, you know, from my grandfather, my mom's father, he would get in that ass. Like, she get a spanking like her my uncle would if mm-hmm. it came down to that. I'm just like, okay, I get, you know.
I think there's something to be said, though, about a gentle father, mm-hmm. you know. And you also asked, what would we wish we would have had? One thing I did not get from the men in my life was how to date men. And I think it's kind of hard for men to have that conversation with their daughters about dating, right? Because most men, when it comes to their daughter, they associate dating with screwing, right? So it's like, I'm not going to teach you the right and wrong way to screw. Don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I do have a cousin whose father did talk to her about that. And that's the one thing as a woman I wish I could have had my uncle tell me about dating. I mean, he told me about, you know, cuteness come dime a dozen. My dad didn't mention anything about dating, you know. So the one thing I wish was that hearing from a man, how to date, how to relate to men, how to handle men, instead of learning it on my own, instead of reading on a book, instead of experiencing it and things like that, it would have been nice to hear just from one of those men that I knew loved me unbiasedly or without any bias, how to date, you know, and how to be in a relationship with a man, as opposed to learning it on my own and from my girlfriends and kind of watching everybody else. That I would have loved, because I know men shy away from that. You know, it's like, I'm not going to talk to my daughter about sex. You know, like,
I was going to ask that, like, when you brought that, do you wish your fathers, or did your fathers, well, in crisis, those father figures, like, you know, I guess talk about it. Like, at least teach you how to date?
Just real fast,
about
though.
Sex, like, is that, how comfortable is
no,
that?
No, they just all told me that's all the boys, that's just what they want, you know, and that's not the truth. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, maybe to a certain
point. I mean, in a certain age. But, no, like,
you got to put that out there. You just
can't stop there. There's some truth there, but you can't stop there. Because
No.
Right. If you just stop there, you know, you can screw a girl up. Yeah. Like, and I think that's the message. They all stop there. Like, they just want to get the panties. You know, you're like, that's it.
Yeah,
right?
It is certain, like, let
the protecting, right?
Yeah,
so
like,
your life is pretty much every man's a scumbag. Like, you're all just trying to take me down. So they never even taught me how to spot a good man. I learned a good man to me were men that mirrored them, but they never told me how to spot a good man, because it was like, you just want the panties. And that might be true at a certain age, you know, and it might be true at a certain time, but that was it. So that's not a lot to work with.
Okay.
Just in response, because you said when you were talking about women without their fathers, and you're already doing what needs to be done so that hopefully your daughter doesn't end up feeling it's a longing for, you know, things like protection and belonging. But, you know, realistically, that stuff can happen if you're not present. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the thing that the biggest gift you can give both your children is being present, you know, and not present physically, but present, seeing what they're doing, being a part of their lives, being a resource in whichever way. I mean, that's really what, for me, parenting comes down to, is that they're really a resource emotionally, spiritually, financially, if you can make it happen, just really being that resource. And I think the women that struggle the most, who say, you know, who it comes down to, you know, my dad wasn't there, it's that really they didn't have that. I mean, just having somebody to turn to in, you know, certain situations, or even to have someone to mirror, you know, the ideal relationship or man, or, you know, it's just all of that stuff comes together and you act out. And sometimes you create or you engage in behavior that's exactly what you're trying to avoid in your life. And it happens in everything from, you know, promiscuity to like addiction, you know, or that's just human nature. So I think the answer to your question is literally, like, no matter whatever happens between you and Kim, is always being present in your children's lives. And that in and of itself, you know, prevents that from happening to your kids, both of them.
Yeah.
explain, I guess, how this all started. My father, too, was blessed to have one of each. Yeah, challenge of raising a black man and a black woman in this world. I wanted it, so I got it. You know, having a daughter now, and she's 1 year old, and, you know, it's a new, different relationship. You know, I'm old enough to remember seeing my brother when he was young and a baby and growing up, you know, but I don't have any sisters, so no nieces, so, you know, this is new, and this is, you know, this is my daughter, so, you know, I'm taking it seriously, just as I am with my son, you know, so relationship is, you know, the same, but a little bit different, you know, that father-daughter relationship, and, you know, I want to get it right, you know, so I sent out the email, and I got some great responses, so, you know, I listened to them all, and read them all, and really went through and made notes on everything they, you know, that was said, tried to pick it apart. And then, you know, after that, I went through it and, you know, tried to see the things that were mentioned more times than not and what stood out. You know, so this is what I found.
What's going on, fam? This is Brother Malcolm, and you're listening to the Black Is Break. Check us out on blackisonline.com.
Things was giving them self-confidence, self-esteem, giving them a sense of independence, you know, teaching them how to be independent, you know, just how to live and, you know, survive on their own and, you know, shit, being able to do without a man and all that. I feel that, you know, what they teach your kids to survive on their own. They got to, you know, got to make sure they handle themselves first. They can, you know, then they can help somebody else. But, you know, understand that. Another thing is a work ethic, letting them know they can aim high, they can succeed, and you push that, like you know, hold them accountable to that. You make sure that they, you know, give their all. Another thing I noted was expectations of men, you know, explaining to them not just, you know, guys just want to get in your panties kind of thing, but actually, you know, giving them a little more sense of what guys are, you know, and how they act and, you know, what to look for on the right kind of men and being able to interact with them, teaching them how to deal with the opposite sex. I mean, you got to. You know, spending time with her. A lot of them like the fact that they have personal time with them, just doing whatever, just wherever daddy was going, that's where they was going. And the father, you know, reciprocated and took them a lot of places, and they got to hang out and have some personal time, which I do think is important. I think you know, our kids need time with us together, but they also need time with each of us individually, because I can't teach her how to be a woman. You know, my wife is there for that. You know, my mom and my mother-in-law are there for teaching her how to be a woman. Not going to teach her about men and, you know, what men will expect, you know, from you, or what is, you know, something you don't need to take and something maybe that you may want to hear if you want to choose the right kind of man in your life. Treating them like a lady. You know, chivalry, you know, opening doors, treat them how you want a man to treat them. You know, that goes along with the example. You know, another thing on here is loving the mother. You know, showing her your love and affection, that you care. And, you know, your daddy's another example of, you know, how you going to treat, how she should be treated. Like, you know, mama getting treated some kind of way. Maybe she thinks it's okay because mama dealing with it. I mean, you know, my kids see us together and hugging, and we all hug together and do stuff. And, you know, I love my wife. They need to see it. We a team. Things that were mentioned about what they got was saying that you love them and just showing them love and affection, letting them know that you care about them, that you're very important to them, which I think we all do. We all want. I know my wife is big on that. You know, she's been having me, got me saying it. We say it to our kids all the time. It's important. Being protective of family, showing vulnerability. I thought that was big. You want to be strong for your kids. I get that. I do. But my kids, you know, they have to see all of me. They go, I'm going to love them like they, everything. I'm going to give you everything. You're going to see all of me. Because you need to know I'm human. We all human. And it's all right. We all got vulnerabilities. It's just what you do with it. As far as some things that that didn't get or missed, the biggest thing was more time. You know, one of them, you know, mentioned that their father wasn't really there for you know, for games and events, you know, just, you know, I feel that, you know, you got extracurricular activities, you want your parents to be there, and they weren't, you know, and honestly, I've heard that, you know, growing up forever, that was always a big thing that they asked for is time. Not told how to be treated by men, how to date men, which is big, you know, saying you got to learn how to interact with men, you know, not doing that, you're not helping. You got to set a good example. Another thing they didn't get was not settling, taking men's bullshit. You know, like, okay, yeah, you got to put daughter up on game. You know, more patience and tenderness. And then from some of the men on the shows who answered, they said, you know, being a gentleman around her, stress education. You know, how you should be treated by men, self-esteem, but don't let nobody fuck you over. I'm with that. Loving the girl's mother. And, you know, of course, the big thing, example of what a relationship is or will be, and dating expectations. So, no, I got a lot of great feedback. I appreciate, once again, everybody who took the time to respond. A lot of this, you know, some of this I knew already, but it was good, you know, hearing it from y'all. And I appreciate everybody chiming in and helping me out. Shout out to the ladies from the Pisces Life, Kai, Love, and Letitia. You can find them at PiscesLife.com. The ladies from the WPOV podcast, Ariel, Seth, Lady Row. They're part of Right to Real Love Radio. You can find them at RightToRealLove.com. Queen Ning, Drew Baby, over at the In Deep Show. Appreciate it. Also, shout out to Big B, Doc, and I guess Chad, who's one of the guests for that show. You know, speaking from fathers and whatnot, appreciate y'all chiming in as well. You can find them at indeepshow.podbean.com. Storm from Hoopla, one of my favorite sports podcasts, she does with her brother. You can find them over at the GSPN.com. Appreciate you, Spirit, for chiming in as well. Ladies from the Whiskey, Wine, and Moonshine podcast. Sojo, Miss Smart, Lady Buddha. You can find them at whiskeywineandmoonshine.com. Amber P, who does Black Chick Watching and Black Sexy Geeky and Mental. You can find her at blackchickwatching.com. Karen from the Black Guy Who Tips, what she does with her husband, Rod. Shout out to Rod for contributing as well. You can find them at theblackguywhotips.com. The ladies of the Link Up, Amber, Jasmine, Kaylin B. You can find them at wearethelinkup.com. Black Girls Talking, Fatima, Ramu, Ariella, and Alicia. Appreciate it. You can find them at blackgirlstalking.com. And of course, I'm giving love to my ladies here at the break, Toria, Alicia, Shelby, and of course my wife Casey. Appreciate everybody chiming in. Of course, you know you can find us at blackisonline.com. And I love to hear your thoughts on the show. You know, I just, you know, did it for me. Thought I'd just share it with y'all. I'm curious. I need to know. I want to know these things. And as long as I've been around here, it's always been, you know, if I want to know what a woman's thinking or whatnot, ask them. I do. You know, that's how I learn how to
interact with women a lot and, you know, what they like, what they don't like, what irritates them, like, let me know so I can be better prepared when I'm trying to take care of things. So, you know, help me out. Help me find my wife so and get work. So I'm trying to do the best I can, raising my daughter and all that. But, yeah, I mean, if y'all enjoyed the show and whatnot, you know, let me know. Meet you via email, kc@blackisonline.com. Facebook, Black Is Magazine. Twitter, Black Is Online. Hotline, 323-455-4219. Always leave notes on the show page on the website. And, you know, appreciate it, y'all. Enjoy yourself. Later.